That was music heard early this morning in central L'Aquila, where they've begun burying the victims of the devastating earthquake that struck early Monday. The Vatican has granted a special dispensation so that a funeral mass for many of the 287 people who were killed could be celebrated today. It's Good Friday. We're speaking now with BBC's Helen Fox. She's in L'Aquila, where the funerals have been taking place. Helen, what have you seen there today? What's the scene like?
Well, thousands of people have gathered here at a military barracks just on the outskirts of the city. The funeral mass with full state honours is being held in an open-air plaza here because the local churches in the area are considered to be unsafe following the earthquake. The families of the victims, along with senior political figures, including the Prime Minister and the President, are here, as well as members of the emergency services that have been taking part in the rescue efforts, and more than 100 priests, as well as the second most senior figure from the Vatican, who earlier delivered a message from the Pope.
Helen, we can hear funeral mass being celebrated behind you, singing going on. How far are you from the scene of the mass right now?
Well, I'm just to the side of where the mass is taking place. And let me just describe the scene here. There's a stage where the priests are standing, and there's also a choir which are singing, and you can hear the sound there. And then there are rows and rows of wooden coffins. On top of some of those coffins are tiny white caskets, and those have the bodies of some of the 16 children that were killed in the earthquake. And those coffins, the tiny white coffins, have been placed on top of the coffins of their parents. And then seated behind the coffins are around 1,600 relatives of those who died. There are around 200 coffins that have been laid out. And then locals, people from the area, people who have been made homeless by the earthquake, are then watching the service take place.
We talked briefly about a special dispensation in order to hold Mass on today, Good Friday. Is there also one? Funerals are not generally conducted during Holy Week at all in the Catholic Church, as I understand it. Is there a dispensation for that as well? There must be.
Well, what's happened here is that this state funeral is being held on Good Friday, a highly symbolic day, obviously, for many people here. And normally Mass is not held on a Friday by the Catholic Church. And so that's why they've had to get special dispensation to have Mass, to enable people to be able to take communion at this funeral. And so that's why this has happened. They've got the special permission from the Vatican to be able to do this. I have to say that in the Pope's message to the people here, he expressed his solidarity with those that have gone through the traumatic events of the earthquake. And he said that he called on God to dry every single tear.
Now, stepping away from the funeral for a moment, Helen, how is the rescue effort going? What's the latest?
At the moment, the death toll now stands at 289, and there are still around 10 people who are unaccounted for. The rescue effort is continuing, and what officials here have said is that it will carry on until there is no hope of finding any survivors alive. But as the days go by, hope is fading that anyone in the rubble is still alive. The last person to be rescued from a collapsed building was a couple of days ago. And so even though people desperately want to see survivors still being found, that is looking increasingly unlikely. And I can just tell you, just now, we've just experienced yet another aftershock. And there have been more than 1,000 since the earthquake. And it's aftershocks like this which are hampering the rescue effort, because it makes the work of the rescuers so much more dangerous and difficult because of these aftershocks.
Helen, this is Femi Okay here. We're getting news out of Italy today that the government's actually making special efforts to help the people who've been caught in this earthquake. Can you give us an idea of what sort of things are happening? I've heard, for instance, utility bills are going to be suspended for 2 months.
Yes, that's right. Utility bills and other payments are going to be suspended for a few months. Just to imagine the what people's lives are like now, people who escaped from the earthquake with only the clothes they're wearing. They have no details. They don't have any identification. They don't have any access to their bank accounts. And so it's very difficult for these people to actually physically pay their bills. Also, the government is going to be helping and giving financial aid to the people that have been caught up in the earthquake. And that's going to be around €400 a month. I believe that's about $500 a month for people who have been affected by the earthquake. And that those are some of the measures that the government has mentioned. Also, in the long term, the government is going to be helping the reconstruction of this area. The Prime Minister has said that a town could be reconstructed, could be completely built here from the because so many houses were destroyed here. And I have to tell you that the service here up until this point has been a Catholic service, but now because six of the victims were Muslim, the service has now changed so that an imam is now addressing the audience here.
And Helen, quickly, you say the government is stepping in to help, of course, with €400. What about recriminations for poorly built buildings that collapsed? There must be some of those going on.
Yes, there is anger that it wasn't just the old, the ancient, the very beautiful buildings that were destroyed, but also modern buildings. For example, the hospital here was only finished about 10 years ago, and almost all of it has been destroyed. So there is anger about building regulations, and this is something that real serious questions are being asked about.
All right. Well, Helen Fox is with the BBC. We can hear the activity and the music from the funeral behind you. Thank you for joining us from L'Aquila, Italy.